Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. You may have heard about the golden eagle nestling that was caught in a recent Utah wildfire. Its nest was totally destroyed, but the little eagle had fallen to the ground and survived. After the fire, he was found by Kent Keller, a volunteer for Utah's Division of Natural Resources. Keller had banded the young eagle just a month before. Since the eagle was dehydrated, his feathers, face, and feet badly burned, Keller obtained a permit from wildlife officials to intervene. Now resting at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah, the eagle is recovering rapidly. Even so, it will take a while for the damaged feathers to be replaced by healthy new ones. Phoenix, as he was aptly named, won't learn to fly for at least another year. With this and other fire-related stories in the news, I've been wondering about the fate of animals caught in wildfires. Scientific observations of animal behavior during fire events are rare, but by conducting post-fire surveys and comparing results with unburned areas, some researchers have been able to piece together an idea of who survives, who dies, and who thrives. Obviously, faster and more mobile animals have the advantage. Birds can fly away, and most mammals can outrun the spreading flames. Spring fires, however, can be disastrous, destroying birds who haven't fledged, like Phoenix, or mammals who are still too immature to escape. Fortunately, fires are more frequent in mid to late summer when the little ones have matured. If a fire moves through an area quickly without superheating the ground, dormant animals or those hiding in burrows can survive. The surrounding soil provides plenty of insulation. Soil also protects most soil macrofauna and the pupae of many insects. Animals that live their lives totally or partially in the water may not suffer at all during a fire. However, smaller bodies of water, such as streams, can quickly heat up. Oxygen loss is a problem as well. And firefighting chemicals dumped from the air can end up in the water, killing fish, frogs, and other animals. Indirectly, the alteration of habitat by fire can also restructure animal populations. Interestingly, there are quite a lot of animals that benefit from these post-fire habitats. For example, the insect population above ground may plummet during a fire, but then increase above pre-fire levels when the fresh young plants start to grow back. Burned trees are attractive to certain beetles as breeding sites. An increase in beetles is a windfall for the woodpeckers that devour them. Swallows and flycatchers use burned dead trees as perch sites. They survey from on high and then swoop to catch their insect dinner. Seed-eating birds, like Clark's nutcracker, gobble up conifer seeds when cones open in response to fire. Among mammals, ground squirrels, pocket gophers, and deer mice generally increase after severe fires. Even large herbivores, such as pronghorn or deer, may benefit from the increased food and nutrition on recent burns. In turn, predators of these creatures enjoy a bumper crop as well. For images of Phoenix, the recovering golden eagle, and a link to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.